I feel you, brother.
105.9 FM, where Washington comes to talk. From ABC News.
Welcome to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, land of the free and home of the brave.
I've just arrived in Washington, D.C., and I'm here at the Lincoln Memorial, where Martin Luther King made the world-famous I Have a Dream speech. But what will America think of the long-lost speech King made in Newcastle in November 1967?
The words are certainly inadequate for me to express my deep and genuine appreciation to the University of Newcastle for honoring me today in such a significant way.
We're going to show this tape to journalists, politicians, and civil rights activists. But let's start with ordinary Americans here at the Lincoln Memorial.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I came up here because I wanted to bring my children up here because this is where Martin Luther King Jr. had his I Have a Dream speech. I wanted them to see exactly where he stood at.
I know the reason why he gave a speech here. The reason was to get blacks and whites like together and, you know, not have segregation anymore. And it was just like to get the black and whites together, which is happening today.
So you made a big difference to your life?
Yes.
Now I would like to show you something. I've come all the way from England and I found a speech in England that Martin Luther King made in a city called Newcastle in November 1967, just 5 months before he was shot. So you are going to be one of the first people in the whole of America to see this speech. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, definitely.
Racism is still the colored man's burden and the white man's shame.
This is a rarity because this is the first time I've actually seen Martin Luther King really, really be selective with his words. Didn't have that fire to it.
It's weird because, like, I sing the speech that he gave here, but I just never sing that one, so it's just weird. I think it should get broadcast because it is a very good speech, so I think it should get broadcast.
Would you like to see this on television in America?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the man that was talking?
Martin Luther King. Liberty and justice for all.
I've moved across to the National Mall in the shadow of Capitol Hill. A new 30-foot granite statue of Martin Luther King rubs shoulders with memorials to former presidents. People visit here from all over the world. So what do they think of this remarkable footage?
It may be true that the law can't make a man love me, but it can restrain him from lynching me.
Those are very powerful words. Very, very powerful. I'm just grateful. I'm honored, actually. I'm honored and grateful that I was able to see it.
What about you? What was your
thought it was great. I've never seen that, any kind of footage like that before.
It evoked some emotion in me that I don't think I felt in quite a while. It was like, I don't know, it did something to me. It really did something to me. One thing he said was that the law may not change the hearts of man, but it should change the habits of man. And I mean, this is a speech that probably should be played on TV right now, today. I mean, it's still pertinent to today.
I thought it was an incredible speech. I thought he delivered the message flawlessly.
I feel honored to be looking at that, because it's something I haven't seen before, and, you know, his speech in this one to me was a little more forward and just appealing, you know, so I enjoyed it.
It was one of the most unbelievable tapes that I've ever seen in my entire life. It went directly to my soul.
This would be a brand new, I think, awakening of the dream. It renews that energy, that strength, that knowledge that we really are one people. Everything about this whole thing, it was just so poignant to me. I mean, I still have chills right now just looking at it and thinking about it. I feel privileged and blessed. It's just done my soul such a great honor today. So thank you.
Next, I'll take this speech to the Washington Post and a veteran TV producer who was quite excited by what she saw.
I mean, just to be able to see this... You got some dynamite here.